Start again from the beginning of the daf on Tezvav Amud Beis. Finishing of the brisa that Rabbi Yossi brought down. Nachman, right, brother brought down. From Nachman, let's just say it quickly without the rashi. I'm Rabbi Yossi, and I'm needing Domel Araya. So Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, what you're trying to bring Araya that you can burn, Truma, Tahora, the Tanea, Erev Pesach is no Araya. Because what they were made on, Mashma, Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Akiva, Malabasa shenitma bvlada tuma shesolfenosa malabasa shenitma biava tuma zetomei vizotomei. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim is talking about two things that were tomei, just making it more tomei. Imal Hashem in shenifso betfulyom shemadlikinoso benir shenitma betomei meis zet posel vizetomei. What Rabbi Akiva is mosif is only that if something's posel, you can make it tomei. Af anu modim betruma shenitmis bevladatuma shesolfin olsama truma shenitmis bevladatuma. I also agree that if something is tamei minimally, you can make it more tamei. Avol heich nisrof atluyim atmeya. But how can you learn from here that you could burn sofik tuma with tamei? Shema yovo eliyov yitarem. Maybe really it's tohar, and to burn tohar with tamei, how could you learn from the case where you're burning tamei with tamei or posel with tamei? Hapigul, and this is the end of the brisa. Hapigul v'hanoser v'tamei b'shamei omrin ein nisrotim ka'achas u'beisil omrin nisrotim ka'achas. Now, see what beisil holds. And b'shamei b'pigul noser and tamei. Hapigul l'otzori ch'ochel m'sayim ha'brisa. Really, this is not necessary, but we're finishing off the brisa. Hapigul v'hanoser shul kachin. You have pigul and noser. Pigul is where you, the kohen, when he either shech, or does one of the other four avodos of the korban, shrita, zrika, holacha, and what's it called, the kabbalah, either one of those four avodos, he thinks of eating the korban at a time that you're not allowed to eat it, beyond its time. That's called pigul. Or he thinks about what's it called, being zorik the dam, or taking the korban out of its the place where it's allowed to be, either chutzlim komo or chutzlis manu. So both of those cases, the korban immediately becomes pigul. That's not noser. This is machshavas noser. You're thinking about eating it later, when you did the avoda. That passes the korban immediately, and it's pigul, and it has to be burnt. No, sir, is where you did the korban 100% kosher, and things were left over beyond the time that you're allowed to eat the korban. That's no, sir, it also has to be burnt. But the korban was kosher. So what's left over now, you have to burn, because you can't eat it anymore. Vatameh basar kodesh anitma. Tameh is basar of korbanos that became tameh. The kaimu perak achron de gosra alayin, shiitamus hayotai. So the Rabbanim were gozer that pigul and noser, even though there's no tuma involved in them, but if you touch them, your hands become tame. The apple pishein ochel matame adam, even though we never find ochel min haTorah that's matame people, gozru aleihem matame nias v'siyodayim, lo matame is haguf. They were gozer that they should matame the yodayim, not the guf, mishum chshodei kohuna v'atzlei kohuna. Because of Kohanim who are suspected of doing the Avoda wrongly, or being lazy and letting the Basar of Kodshim become Noser. So they negate Maknas, that if they touch these things, their hands are going to become Tameh, and that causes them a lot of bother, having to then be Matire their hands, so therefore they'll be careful not to let things become Pigul or Noser. Kirov Farshin and Hasel. Vafilu Vachi, the Isalayu Tuma the Rabbanan, Amre de Shame, the insert and pigle the noser, she ain't me, Minatora, Imatmea, Shutomi, Minatora. you still see that Beis Shammai holds that you can't burn Pigel, Noser, and Tomei together, because Tomei is really Tomei, and Pigel and Noser is only Tomei with Rabbanim. And even though you have to destroy the Pigel and Noser, still, you can't be Matamei it more than it is. The cause came with Truma Tahor with Meir. Surely Beis Shammai would hold that you can't burn Truma Tomeya with Truma Tahora, even if it has to be destroyed. And even Beis Hillel are only matter where it's Tomei the Rabbanan. But Truma Tahora, together with Truma Tomeya, even though the Truma Tahora has to be burned because of Chametz, who says that that's okay? So Omar Le Rabbi Yosef the Rav Meir, Ki Alta Shleim the Rabbi Yeshua, Tomei Eino Yamida. I was going to give you. The Isok Adaitech Rav Meir Midivrei Rabbi Yeshua Komar, Amai Mahadar Le Rabbi Yosef Mi Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanis. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, if you're telling me that Eino Chinami, there's no proof from Rabbi Chanina or from Rabbi Akiva to what Rav Meir said. But Rav Meir is not bringing proof from the beginning of the Mishnah. That just happens to be there. He's bringing proof from something not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? Then why, when Rabbi Yossi countered Rav Meir's inference, he countered it from what Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Akiva said? He didn't mention anything about Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. It's obvious that Rabbi Yossi understood Rabbi Meir to be being a raya from Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Akiva, not from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rabbi Nachman said. Omerlei Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yossi, Lavatatoy, Inachanami. Rabbi Yossi didn't understand what Rabbi Meir said. He assumed he was bringing rayas midivrayim from what came before. The Husover of Meir mid Rabbi Hanina Skana Kohanim Komerlei. And Rabbi Meir Taka answered him, "You misunderstood me. I didn't mean to bring a raya from what came before. I meant to bring a raya from Eliezer of Yeshua, who aren't mentioned in the Mishnah." And to that, Rabbi Yossi answered, "Vafilu Rabbi Yeshua nami enami amida." Right? And that, Rabbi Yossi answered, "No. Even if you tell me you bring it from Yeshua, it's also not similar." So her mother, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, she sorry, zubif ni'atzma, the zubif ni'atzma. And Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua agree that you burn truma tahor and truma tameya, each one by itself, and tluya by itself too. So even Rabbi Yeshua wouldn't hold that you could burn truma tahora with truma tameya, even though they both have to be burned because of chametz. Okay, the achronim here are concerned, how's it shayach that Rabbi Yossi misunderstood Rabbi Meir, but we know what Rabbi Meir said. So they bring all kinds of terutzim, which will just mix us up a little bit more. The kash is a kash, and there's terutzim. Okay, let's go on. Rashi. V'omar le Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Meir, ki yalfis leim with Rabbi Yeshua, nami enam eyamida. Even if you're telling me, you're not learning it from Rabbi Hanina and from, from Rabbi Akiva. You're learning it from Rabbi Yeshua, it's still not the same. The modin heimazu, because both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer agree that if it's tahor, right, you can't burn them separately. Later on we'll learn why is it taka not min amida. Morris says, now we're going to learn that. It's exactly the same. Rashi. Mido midahi, da tahora geburahi, hachodis hazos, umishum de sofa li ibud, shorlit muyabiadai. The mice of the brisa we brought down with Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua is the case where the barrel broke and you can't save a revius, betahara, so in order to save the chulin, you're allowed to be metame, the truma, since it's going to be destroyed anyway. So you see, you're allowed to be metame truma tahora that's going to be destroyed. So why can't we learn from that Rabbi Yeshua that you're allowed to burn truma tahora together with tmeya erev Pesach since it's going to be destroyed anyway? Mora says, no. Shani hosam diika hetzit chulin. When was Rabbi Yeshua matter to be metame truma that's going to be destroyed when, if you don't art mitzami it, it'll ruin chulin. It's a hefsid. So b'mokum hefsid, he was matir. But over here, there's no hefsid. Stam to burn. Truma to meya. With truma to hor, erev Pesach, where's the hefsid? Burn them separately. Why do you have to mitzami them? Maskit lor of Yirmiyah, masnisa nami ika hefsid. No. Our Mishnah also has a hefsid. Right? Dates it. You have to use two fires. You have to use more wood. If you could burn it all on the same bonfire, so you use less wood. Now you have to make two separate bonfires, so it's an extra expense. So just like Rabbi Yeshua's matter over there, because of hefsek, to be matame truma tahora, that's going to be destroyed anyway, why over here wouldn't he be matter to be matame truma tahora? Anyway, it's going to be destroyed, and you're saving money by doing that, by making only one pile of wood instead of two piles of wood. Omer le'ahu saba. So the Shah, Ahu Saba, the Gemara says, is Eliyahu Hanavi. Whenever it says Ahu Saba, it's Eliyahu Hanavi. Lehefsid meruba choshishu, lehefsid muet lo choshishu. When you're talking about ruining a whole barrel of chulin, that's a big hefsid. When you're talking about bringing a few more pieces of wood to make a separate fire, that's hefsid muet. Rabbi Yeshua was matter to be matame, truma tahora, where it's going to be destroyed anyway, but there's a hefsid merubah, but not by a hefsid mu'ud. Rashi. Deheitzim. Mido, midehi. Okay. But deheitzim should tzorech lehesek shtei hasekos. You have to make two bonfires. Omer Ravasi, Omer Rav Yochanan. Ravasi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, machlokes b'sheish. When do Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir argue if you can be matame truma that anyway is usher, okay, and has to be destroyed? That's only in the sixth hour, where the isser is only in isser drabana, where it only has to be destroyed in the drabana. It's not yet usher min haTorah. So there, Rabbi Yossi holds that since it's only usher min drabana, and you want to be matame it min haTorah, can't do that. But Rabbi Meir holds no, since anyway it's usher. Right, even Sisad Rabbanan, you could be metameit with Tuma. Aba b'sheva, but the seventh hour, when it's asur min haTorah, divrei hakol sort of thing. Everybody agrees, when there's an issur d'oraisa on the Truma, and it has to be burnt min haTorah, there, everybody agrees that you're allowed to be metameit. Even Rabbi Yossi. Omer li Rabbi Zeira l'Ravasi, neima k'sover Rabbi Yochanan masnisin ba'ata Tuma d'oraisa, Vlad Atuma the Rabbana. Umay midivrayem, midivray Rabbi Chanina skana kohanim. Omalei in. Let's assume, if this is the way you're explaining it, that you'd have to understand the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yochanan, what's it called? That Rabbi Yochanan would hold, the Mishnah's talking where it's, the thing was Tame, the original Basar Kodesh, was Tame with an Av Atuma de Oraisa, and the, what's it called, and the thing that you want to be matame is a vlad tuma de rabbana. And Mel and the Farshim explain that in order for it to be similar, it has to be a vlad, not similar. In order to be hosafa, it has to be vlad. It was like we said before, except it was makatsu. In other words, we're talking about an av hatuma de oraisa, and the thing you're being matame is a vlad, right? A shlishi, lakodesh, Midrabon. Why? And why? We'll see in a second. My Midivrayim. And what is the Divrayim? Midivray Rechanina Skana Kohanim. And he's learning it not from Balez Rabbi Yeshua, but from Rechanina Skana Kohanim. Because then the cases are similar. We'll see Rashi. Neima Kesav Rabbi Yochanan, the Masnisan, the Rabbi Chanina, the Vlad HaTuma de Rabbanan. That Rabbi Chanina was made that they burnt Tuma de Raisa together with Tuma de Rabbana. Because then, for Rav Meir Minei Yolid, then Rav Meir could learn that even in the sixth hour, where the Chametz is only Asur Mid Rabbanan, you can be Matameh it with Tuma de Raisa. V'dafka Nokat Shesh, Rabbi Yochanan. And it's only in the sixth hour. And Yishum de Yisrael Yisrael Rabbanan. Because in the sixth hour, there's at least an Yisrael Rabbanan. Who time of the Rav Meir? That's where a mayor holds, that you're allowed to be matamiyat, even deraisa, since there's already an issur de rabbanan. Similar to what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, you're allowed to be matamid, something, the Tumah Deoraisa, since it's already a Tumah Derabbanan. And he is mashve, he compares Tumah to Issa. Where there's an Issa Derabbanan, you're allowed to be matami et minatorah, just like when there's Tumah Derabbanan, you can matami et minatorah. Aval im ba l'sarfa b'chamesh v'arba, but if you'd want to burn this chametz in the fourth or fifth hour, where there's no issur derabbanan even on it, moda Reb Meir, there ain't sarfa. Reb Meir will be moda that you can't burn it. Because totally tahar truma, with no issur on it at all, not even issur derabbanan, you can't be matame even according to Reb Meir. Because that we can't learn from Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohan. The apokav is hopefully ibud, even though in the end it's going to be destroyed. The lavni the Rebbe Yeshua kiyolim, because he doesn't learn from Rebbe Yeshua that something that's tahar legamre, no issur at all, since it's going to be destroyed, you're allowed to matami it be a dayan. He doesn't learn that from Rebbe Yeshua. Why? The time of the Rebbe Yeshua hasam mishum hefset chulin, because he holds that there's a difference, that it's only over there he's matter, because if you don't be matamiyik, you're going to have a big loss of money. You're going to destroy the chulin. You won't be able to eat it or do anything except sell it to a kohen to burn. So you're going to lose a tremendous amount of money. Right? And therefore, that's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. It's only in the sixth hour where it's an issur d'rabbanan. And that's where Rabbi Yossi argues, because since it's only issur d'rabbanan, he holds that it won't work. Or maybe Rabbi Yochanan also holds that Rabbi Meir learned from Rabbi Yeshua. The time of the Rabbi Meir lav mishum isur the Rabbanan hu. And the reason Rabbi Meir is not because it's asur mit the Rabbanan. The hu adin nami l'chamish v'arba. Even if it wouldn't be asur at all, he'd lav mitami. V'haydikom Rabbi Yochanan shei shurcha de milsen notan. And he doesn't hold that this svara to be mechalik between hefsid and no hefsid. Omar lay'in. You're right. And Tavka B'Sheish, as Rav Meir says, it's mutter, not before that. Later on we're going to ask, why is it not the Midah? We see from Rav Chanina B'Shana Kohanim that you can burn something that's Tamei Midah Rabbanan with something that's Tamei Midah Raisa. Why isn't that similar to burning something that's Asher Midah Rabbanan with something that's Tamei Midah Raisa? Where's going to answer that? Itmar Nami, we have a memra that says that the Pharish. Rabbah Rabbi Yochanan, Masnishin Ba'av Atuma D'Oraisa, Vlad Atuma D'Rabbanan. Umay Midivrayim, Midivray Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohonin. Umachlokis B'Sheish, Ava B'Sheva Divray HaKol Sarfin. And the Machlokis is only in the sixth hour, right? In the fourth or fifth hour, like Rashi learns, there's no Machlokis. Everybody knows you can't be Matamid, because it's 100% Tahar, and there's no issue. In the sixth hour, where it's also mit Rabbanan, that's where Rav Meir says we learn from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, that Tumah Derabbanan, you could make in Tumah Deraisa, Issa Derabbanan, you could make the Tumah Deraisa. And Rabbi Yossi, we'll see for some reason, argues on that. In the seventh hour, where it's also min HaTorah, there even Rabbi Yossi agrees that since it's going to be destroyed, and it's also min HaTorah, you could be Matamid. Let's bring a proof that this is taka the way to learn the Mishnah from the following. Hapigul v'hanosher v'hatomei b'shamei omrin ein nisrofim ka'achas u'beshilo omrin nisrofim ka'achas. We all like beshilo, right? So you're allowed to burn pigul and noser together with something that's tomei min ha-Torah, even though pigul and noser is only tomei min rabbanan. So you see clearly that beshilo holds you can burn something that is Tomei Mid Rabbanan with something that's Tomei Doraisa, since anyway it has to be burned. So let's bring a raya from Beis Hillel, that Enoch Hanami, to what Reb Meir said. Where it says, no, Shani Hosom, the Islu Tumah Derabbanan. Right over there, it's not Tahar Lagamre, there's a Tumah Derabbanan on it. We'll see one second what the Kash is. Amaisa, over here also, we're talking about burning something that's Asher Mid Rabbanan. This man, Hapigul v'anoser, well, if we wanted to bring a raya, that Isser is similar to Tumah. That's the raya. Over here, the Pigul and Noser are only Osser. Okay? And since they're usher, they have to be burnt. So, same thing over here. The chametz is usher, and it has to be burnt. So you see, you can be matamid. And it says, no, over here, aside from the isher, there's also tumah derabbanan. Aside from the isher, the pigle and noser are usher, and have to be burned, the rabbanan goes or tumah on it too. So there's also tumah derabbanan. And there's no raya there from Beis Hillel that where there's no tumah at all, but there's only an isher derabbanan that you know you can do it. That's the tachiyah. Disnan, a pigle vanoser metamei shayadayim. Pigle and noser mit rabbanan are metamei shayadayim. See Rashi. Name on the shayele the b'sheva mother of Yossi. Let's bring a raya that Rabbi Yossi would agree that in the seventh hour you would be allowed to burn truma tahora with what's it called truma tamea, even if it's only osur mit rabbanan, even if it's what's it called tahor. A pigle vanoser, Rabbi Yossi Omer Leileel. Rabbi Yossi brought this price down himself, quoted Beis Hillel. The Kolomer Leiler of Meir, the Ha'ahu to Amri Beis Hillel and Nisrafim Kachas. In this case, Beis Hillel had all you can burn them together. Why? Bishum the pigle vanoser, Asuri Midoraisa. Because pigle and noser are also in a Torah. Abba Bisura the Rabbanon lo Sharu, Litmuya Biodai. But the Isser the Rabbanon, they weren't matter to be matami biyadai. Shamina mina miha to be isra deraisa mother of Yossi. The apagata let a shame to model. By an isra deraisa of Yossi's mother. That Basilo would hold him, you like Basilo, that you could be matami biyadai. So let's at least learn that in the seventh hour, when it's asr minatora, Rabbi Yossi would agree. This is now shani hasa. There, in addition to the isra deraisa of pigle and osir, there's also tumah derabbanan. Could be that Rabbi Yossi argues even in the seventh hour, where it's also min haTorah. The apple got the Asira, the Oraisa. But there, by the Chametz, we're talking about being Metame Truma Tahora. Maybe that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold, even though it's also min haTorah. But it's not Tame. The harder motive of pig of the noser, mishum de lis alay hashem tumah de rabbanon. Metami tumah sochlin, what we get. So what's it called? Because by pig of the noser, in addition to the iser, there's also tumah. So maybe Rabbi Yossi agrees only where there's both tumah and iser. But where there's only iser, even if it's iser doraisa, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't hold it's okay. Therefore, it would follow that if the tumah at least is tami mit rabbanon, even Rabbi Yossi would be masking that you could be matamiyat with the tumah deraisa, since it's asr midaraisa too. Then it's exactly like the case of pigle and noser. Okay, let's go on. Lema nisayayale. Let's see that this is a proof to what's it called, that to what's it called? To Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. Hapasha Ipsha. Or the Meme Sayel is going on Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. So say. What? Right. Meme Sayel, Hapasha Ipsha. Benitsalo Milechalo Adam. Vakelev Yochalo Achla. You have bread that became moldy, and it's no longer edible by people, but it's still edible by a dog. Since originally, something that was originally only fit for a dog, but not fit for human consumption, is not makabel tumah. It's not called an olcha. But something that originally was roy for Adam, and now was roy to makabel tumah, and now it's still roy la behema, didn't become totally unedible, is still makabel tumah. That's the way most Rishonim learn. The Rambam learns that if something is only royal kelev, even though it was originally royal adam, it's not makabel tumah. I just Gemara seems to say exactly not like that. So they explain the Rambam. The Rambam learns our Gemara where it already was makabel tumah. Something was makabel tumah when it was royal adam. Then it became moldy, and it's only royal behemah. It retains its tumah. The tumah doesn't go away. if it would become non-edible even to a dog, the tumor goes away. There's no more tumor. Even though it was tummy to begin with, it loses its tumor. But it doesn't lose its tumor if now it's still roi for a keli. So, but if it wasn't makabel tumor when it was roi la'adam, and then it became roi only la'keli, now it won't be makabel tumor. That's how the Rambam holds. Most Rishonim learn it'll even be makabel tumor of what's it called, since it's still roi la'keli, then originally it was roi la'adam. So what do we see from here? Let's see Rashi. Since originally it was fit for human consumption, the potential to be makabel tuma existed. It doesn't lose its potential to get tuma until it's totally not edible even by a dog. And the Rambam learns it doesn't lose its tuma until it's totally not edible. But it loses its potential even when it becomes nifsal me'achilas adam. Okay? V'nisrefesh imatmeya b'pesach. And you can burn it with truma tmeya, what's it called, on Pesach. V'nisrefesh imatmeya b'pesach v'afilu hi truma tahora. Even if it's truma tahora that became moldy, you're allowed to burn it on Pesach with truma tmeya. V'havadi Rabbi Yossi komerla. This is for sure Rabbi Yossi. The ear of Meir, afilu pash ma'alyas ha'shari. Why is that the pash ipsha? Even if it's good bread of truma, you're allowed to burn it together with the tmeya. So it must be Rabbi Yossi, the davka, because it's pash ipsha. Ushma mina, the mother Rabbi Yossi, heichot alav basachilahi, where it's not edible anyway. Okay? But who adin la pash ma'alyas ha'beshev ha'shos? And it's a pash that during the 7th hour is also it's not edible. It's not edible because of the Issur D'oraisa. So let's say it's a raya from here that Rabbi Yossi would agree that if the thing had an Issur D'oraisa and therefore it's not edible, it'd be similar to Pasha Ipsha that Rabbi Yossi is matir to be matame, since it's not edible. Moshe says, no, Shani Hoson, the Afra Ba'almahu. Right? No, over there it's different. Over there is bechlal not food. When there's something that's edible, but it's just usher to eat, so you can't be matamid. It's still the maisa good truma, just has an isser on it. Mashengi, when the thing, the cheftza, is what's it called, is not edible because of the metzias of the thing, there's no isser to be matamid. Then it's just afra bialma. It's not considered hochel bechlal anymore. So yi hochi my moda. So then what's the moda, right? Where is the moda Rabbi Yossi? Hachi komerli Rabbi Yossi Rameh. Afilu the Rabbi Yeshua, the Mekel, even Rabbi Yeshua, who's Mekel, and says that you could be Matameh Truma, to save the Chulin, ki Mekel betluya utmeya. He only was Mekel where the thing was, one was Tameh, and one was Safek Tameh. Avo betahor utmeya lo. But where one was tahar and one was tameh, there no. Let's see Rashi. Hachi komerli. Hada ko yalfis min Rabbi Chanina ena min amido. Kin refarish la kamei. Vafilu Rabbi Yeshua nami. Tishaminin lay the mekel tvei gabi chavis. Tiko omer yitamenu biyad. Moda bisreifa bepesel dein sorfim. Right, so what's the moda? If Lechora, the Moda is Moder at Motzikol, and a Moda, if you say he holds in the 7th hour, it's okay, that's where he's Moda. What's the Moda if he's not Matar even in the 7th hour? So now the Moda says this. Even Rabbi Yeshua, who says that, what's it called, that you're allowed to Matami the Chavis, Biad, Moda b'shreif of a Pesel Dein Sarv. He would be Moda that on Pesach, even in the 7th hour, you can't burn it. Why? The Hashem Mishum Hefzer Chulinu. Because over there, the only reason he was matir to be matameyit was because you're going to have a hefzer of the chulin. But on Pesach, there's no hefzer. You're going to have to use a little bit extra wood. That's a hefzer mu'ud. The chi'ikol ha'meimor to meikol b'shreifa b'kluyo t'meyo hu t'ikol ha'meimor to meikol. And that, which you could say, that Rabbi Yeshua is meikol, to burn truma with other truma, right? That's not where truma tahor. The other brisa of Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua, that you're not the tami biyodayim, but you're goring the tuma, right? The tami grama huvu atim biyodayim. And if you want to say that Rabbi Yeshua is lavdavka, he means you give a tami biyodayim. You don't have to do it the grama. Right? Even if you go that far, and that make the chilek between grama and the tami biyodayim, of a b'tahora like lemeber the makeup. Still, that case is only talking where it's a tluya, where it's a suffic tami. But now where it's varetami, well, varetar. So therefore, there's no case of Rabbi Yeshua that would be similar to the case of Rabbi Meir that you're allowed to burn truma tahora with tamea or pesha. If it's osur min haTorah, it's still going to be osur because the case of the truma falling down is also going to end up being destroyed, and still it's osur to do. Only because of the hatsid is it mutter. The case of Rabbi Yeshua, where you have what's it called, the chavis that's sofik tamei, that you're allowed to put it in a place that it'll become tamei for sure, monifsha. If we make the difference between being goreim and doing a biyadayim, there's no raya from there. And even if you'll tell me that there's no difference, you could mamish be matamei if biyadayim, still no raya from there. Because there we're talking about a chavis that's taller. That Sotik Tuma, that's where Rabbi Yeshua's Mako. But Varei Tor Truma, to be Matami, be Adayim, we have no source that Rabbi Yeshua should hold that that's Mutter, even if it's going to be destroyed. Okay.
But weren't we trying to prove that in the seventh hour that he's Mutter?
Right. Right. Now we're saying no. Could be that he's not Moda at all in the seventh hour. So what does he say if that's the case? Even Rabbi Yeshua is only Moda in this case. Doesn't mean he's Moda to what Rabbi Meir said. Even the biggest Mekel is only Mekel where it's Talim, not where it's Vada. Or is only Mekel where it's Grama and not Biyadai. So when it says, Yehachi, Abba Eda, he bin Abid, one second, Abba B'toru, Tmei alone. Rashi, Ihochi, the Rav Meir mid Rabbi Chanina Yolid. Amai enohi mi amida. Mida o mida hi. Da ha b'sheish hika yisura de Rabbana. Da ha tahora ki hasam de hika tuma de Rabbana. Da ha Rabbi Yossi, lo shoni lei ben shem tuma le shem eser. Because he also says that you could learn from Rabbi Yeshua at least what, as much as what's it called? That da ha amris the mother of Yossi b'sheva. We're saying that in the seventh hour, when it's Asr min HaTorah, there even Rabbi Yossi would agree. So vice dies, Rabbi Yossi holds that Tumah and what's it called, and Isser can be compared. Something that's an Isser deraisa, you can burn with what's it called, with something that's Tamei min HaTorah. But something that's only Asr min Rabbanon, you can't. Right? So the Chora, why what's a Viki Isser deraisa? Apa Pidaleka Allah Shem Tumah. Alma lo shonile, between tuma and isser. If you find that you could burn it with this kind of tuma, you could burn it with that same isser. So the kivan lo shonile, shaper yolef reb meir mit Rabbi Chanina, the omer de matamin and tuma de rabbanan, the tuma de reiser. What do we see for Rabbi Chanina? That a vlad de rabbanan, you could be matame the tuma de reiser. So why can't you be matame something that's awesome mit rabbanan with a tuma de reiser? Isser and Tumah are the same. Baharaya, Rabbi Yossi holds in the seventh hour, where it's Asr min HaTorah, you could burn it. Even though it's not Tamei. Hachanami mitamin and Isser the Rabbanan, bitamei Tumah the Raisa. So why does he argue on Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Yossi himself holds that if you see that something's Asr, you could burn it with Tamei, and if it be Tamei, the same thing. There's no difference between Tumah and Isser. And therefore he agrees that if it's Asr min Daraisa, you can burn it. But Rabbi Chanina is talking about a case where the thing is Tamei Darabanan and you're burning it with something that's Tamei Daraisa. So why shouldn't you learn from that that something that's Asr min Darabanan, you could burn the Tuma Daraisa. Isser and Tuma are the same. Isser Darabanan, Tuma Darabanan. Right? So why wouldn't Rabbi Yossi admit to that? Okay, we'll save this for tomorrow because you're going to have to go through a big Rashi. But basically what we're going to say is that Rabbi Yossi learned, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, that it's talking about what's it called, not Tumah Derabanan, but Tumah Deraisa. Deraisa. And therefore, all you could be matur is Isser Deraisa with Tumah Deraisa. And Rabbi Meir holds that it's talking about Tumah Derabanan. And therefore you could learn from Hanina that Derabanan, you could make Deraisa, Isser Derabanan, you could also be Matame Deraisa. We'll see tomorrow how it works out.
Do you think this is the shiva? Yeah, you go.